called a touch base session.
I mean, some things you just can't handle in memo form. That's why a lot of times you get all the boss jocks together. And we do it big time when we do it. Not in some stodgy conference room. But we usually get a private meeting room in a big downtown restaurant. That way we can have, you know, zucchini sticks and a couple of bees while we're talking. So all the boss jocks were there, and each one was offering his views on what, you know, it would take to make DC 101 a better station. Some guys were talking, well, what we need is a greater one. They looked at me, I said, well, we could use some new wallpaper, you know, some aesthetic mood-inducing wallpaper is my opinion, what we could do. Well, wouldn't you know, I got there a little ahead of the guys, and I had a couple of belts before everybody got there, before we ordered the zucchini sticks and the cheese logs. And, you know, I had an empty stomach, and I had just taken my afternoon nap, and the belts got to me. Before you know it, I had to get up and make my bladder gladder. The meeting table, opened the curtain, and walked out into the main area of the restaurant, which I had to pass through to get to the porcelain convenience. And I didn't realize until I stood up that I was feeling woozy. So I went lumbering across the room. I didn't see the little fag pushing the dessert tray, and I tripped right over it. Said cheesecake and chocolate mousse flying in all directions. There I was lying with the Theo Walker inundated with ice cream a la mode. My face buried in a cheesecake. Everybody was staring at me. I was so humiliated. Mistake of trying to help the guy pick stuff up. I said, here, let me help you. And I couldn't hang on. I had the dropsies. I said, let me help you with this cheesecake. Here. Let me help you with this crawler. Let me give you this bowl of jello here. He said, sir, if you would just allow me. By this time, pandemonium was breaking out of the place. Everybody had their heart set on something from the dessert cart. There I was smashing it. I turned around to the bathroom. I didn't realize that there was a guy standing behind me with a big punch bowl just full of punch. And I mean, that hit the floor sitting punch and ice cubes. People started slipping and sliding all over the place. I said, I am so sorry. The maitre d' said, now see here. And he turned around, spun me around by the shoulder, but I just reeled on my feet. He said, you disgusting pig. But now people in the restaurant were screaming for their checks, demanding for their money back. I went to walk to the bathroom. I slipped. My feet went out from under me, and my face woofed into this elderly woman sitting there, this huge, grotesquely obese woman. Sitting there, my face lodged in her eldritch cleavage. The scent of the noxema and all that talcum powder made me retch. I heaved my guts. There she was, mortified. Her husband, an old geezer, started raining ineffectual blows on my broad back as three waiters of the maitre d' grabbed me. Well, fortunately, the guys at the station heard the commotion going on, and they came running out of the meeting, and the boss jocks rallied around me. They said, leave him alone! He's just had one too many! He didn't throw like a federal case out of it! They pushed everybody away, and the boss man, you know, threw a 50 down and said, here you go, ma'am, get your dress clean. She was sitting there picking chunks. All the guys formed a cordon of protection around me. They led me back into the meeting room. We zipped the curtain shut, and we sat there. They said, my God, Grease. I said, I'm sorry. I guess I had more than I should have had. I feel like, geez, they'll get over it. All right, can we get on with the meeting, please? There's still a few items on the agenda we want to discuss. Now, as regards the selection of the back of the rack oldies every day, I said, excuse me? The boss man said, what now? I said, in all the commotion out there, I forgot to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no!
rocking with Washington's best jock, the Grease Man.
Ooh, that is nice.
On WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.